Greetings, everybody. My name is Justin Buck. I'm a senior business management major from Upper Marlboro, Maryland, attending Morehouse College. And I'm here to welcome you to the 8th episode of my podcast, Break It Down, Jay Buck. In today's podcast, we're going to be going over 3 topics today, spanning over 2 companies and our government. So the first topic will be Uber Express, then we're going to go into Amazon Delivery, and then into the recent tragedy, and go into a topic on discussing whether teachers should have guns and how Donald Trump was discussing this in his recent event with talking with those recent survivors. So first, before we get into those topics, just want to remind everybody to like, subscribe to our Apple Break It Down JBuck Apple podcast page, and then also subscribe to the email list to get all of the articles and interviews and videos and stuff that we talk about on today's podcast directly to your email. Without further ado, we'll be getting started with today's episode and talking about Uber Express. So I'm sure many of you haven't heard of Uber Express yet, but you have heard of Uber Pool. Now, Uber Pool is a version of the original Uber service where it's like carpool. You know, multiple people can get in your ride and they'll take you to their place and they'll also take you to your destination as well. Now, this is a cheaper version of the regular Uber, but now Uber is releasing Uber Pool Express. Now, this is even a cheaper version of Uber Pool, but it resembles a bus service, and this can actually be a new competitor for the current busing systems and other busing companies like Greyhound. So, and we're looking at this concept here. When you request Uber Express Pool, Uber notifies the user of the pickup location so they can walk to the stop. The Express Pool ride ends at a spot near the user's destination as chosen by the driver, requiring the user to walk another short distance. So this, as you can, you know, see, resembles a lot like bus stops and the busing system. Now, if we also look at the price of this, it also is very, you can see why it can be a competitor for bus systems. So look at the statistics here. A ride on Express Pool is 30% cheaper than the Uber Pool, and then it's 75% cheaper than the regular Uber ride. Now, any person who is, you know, needs to use Uber, most of the people, they need a cheap version of this. That's why Uber was popular in the first place. It was cheaper than taxis. So now that, you know, their prices have gone up a little bit, the app has gotten more popular, they're still finding ways to keep the app at a cheap rate for those who need it like that. And if you really look at this, they're really adding a lot of new features to the app. They're also thinking about incorporating the ability, you know, to move to a better spot as an option for a regular service, because a lot of drivers have been frustrated with, you know, you need to pick a driver up, but it's not in the direction of traffic. So many things just have been throwing many drivers off. But this Uber Express Pool is not all good. It's, you know, it's another option, but drivers already don't like Pool because it doesn't give them the one-on-one time that they need with the Uber drivers. And I'm actually an Uber driver in my spare time, and I agree with this. You don't get a lot that one-on-one time, and then when you also have, you know, a carpool of people that, you know, don't know each other, it makes things awkward, and then it leads to bad reviews, which can lead to a multitude of things for drivers. So that's just for Uber Pool. So if you have a busing system for somebody who only has 2 or 3 seats available in their car, you know, it can be even worse, you know, when you're treating it like a bus stop now. And then also stopping traffic just by people choosing where to stop, and it's not at an actual bus stop. So many regulations, you know, Uber is kind of touching the line. But Uber is very, you know, familiar with doing things like this, you know, pushing the envelope, you know, not sticking to the status quo, and kind of, you know, tiptoeing around laws. And that's what they do. And, you know, they try to adjust every time, and they have sometimes, and other times they failed. So we'll see right now how far this goes. Right now it's only in San Francisco. I guess they're testing it out there and then seeing how, you know, the customers react to it. So hopefully in the East Coast and over here in Atlanta, we'll, you know, get that feature soon. We'll be able to use it and be able to test it, but it should be coming soon. So look out for that. And then also subscribe, and we'll send that article out to you guys so you guys can read that as well. That is a great update on Uber and what's going to be coming to our phones, our mobile devices, and also on our mobile devices that we see every day is Amazon. We talk a lot about them on our podcast. They're everywhere. One shocking news that they just released is that they plan to release a new delivery service for businesses beginning in fall 2018. So yet another industry that Amazon is trying to tap into. And then, of course, after they made this announcement, it's not surprisingly so, FedEx and UPS's stock fell as much as 5% apiece. That's how you know this is a legit threat to the, you know, transportation companies already out there. And it's, you know, USPS as well. And then also DHL, all these different, you know, transportation company stocks have fallen since this announcement. And then, but the company may eventually expand into other markets as well. So right now they're just focusing on business to business transportation. And then as this industry grows for Amazon, they want to eventually expand this to, you know, have just an Amazon fulfillment to where they can just ship it from their distribution center directly to the consumer and eliminate the middleman of FedEx or UPS. You know, that would be the long-term goal for Amazon. But if you really want to, you know, dive deep into this subject, you really see that's really going to be hard for Amazon to do, because Amazon, they lease 40 planes and FedEx owns 659. And they were talking to, in this article, they were talking to an analyst, and he was basically saying that the amount of resources that FedEx and UPS has, it would take Amazon about 30 years and $30 billion to replicate that, all the networks that they have there at those two companies. So these companies are fairly older companies that have been doing this for many, many years. So I don't think Amazon, this is one industry that Amazon wouldn't be able to take over as quickly as they have, because Amazon's only been in business for 24 years and has completely taken over several industries. But this aviation / transportation industry takes a lot of manpower and a lot of money to build. So they are going to be looking into slashing into those profits and revenues of FedEx and UPS, but it's going to be a much longer time than those other recent industries that they've taken over for this industry. And also, FedEx and UPS also seems to know this as well, because when they were asked about this and saying, what do you think about this being possible that this could happen? And they automatically were responding that if you think this is something possible, then you just don't understand the basic knowledge of transportation and logistics. So that just answered our question there for us about what they think and how Amazon could possibly pose a threat to their business. So we'll keep an open eye out for that and see how Amazon delivery will expand or shrink, or if it's going to be a thing at all in the future. But, you know, if Amazon, you know, does tend to do that and open up a whole new sector of jobs for there when they open up their new headquarters, still no word on those headquarters. I am keeping a very close eye on that. And right now it might be Arlington, Virginia, something like that. But we have no clear word on the headquarters of Amazon right now. But we will keep an eye on that as well for you as we move forward throughout the year of 2018. So going into the last subject of today, probably I would say the most important one, stemming from the recent tragedies from the murders of recent acts in high schools. And right now we're going through the recovery of that. And yesterday, President Trump, he suggested in a listening session with survivors and family members of those school shootings that arming teachers could be one solution to stopping these tragedies that we've seen lately. And this is a direct quote from Mr. Trump. An attack has lasted on average about 3 minutes. It takes 5 to 8 minutes for responders for police to come in. If you had a teacher who is adept at firearms, they could very well end the attack very quickly. That's what he was saying, and that's what he thinks about this. Continue that quote. The good thing about that, you will have a lot of people that would be armed, that would be ready. There's two sides to this. You will have a lot of people that will be armed. That is the part, I guess, that is supposed to feel like a sense of security, but also feel like a sense of fear. So there would be a lot of people armed just in general in schools around the country. And I think that can also be problematic, as well as, I guess, a safety measure. But if you really look at it, teachers being armed and having guns inside of the schools, having students maybe having access to these guns inside the school, it's just a lot of factors that have to go into thinking about passing some legislation like this or allowing something like this. And he also expressed his desire to strengthen background check. And it seems like there has to be some type of gun control. Not adding guns into the school doesn't seem like exact immediate action that needs to be done. But, you know, during this session that he had, he was talking to a lot of the survivors and, you know, what they were thinking. And he was stating that we want to learn everything we can learn. And starting about 2 minutes after this meeting, we're going to start the work. Gone through extraordinary pain, and we don't want others to go through the kind of pain you've gone through. It wouldn't be right. President Trump is basically saying here that they understand what has happened and they're going to try their best to rectify the situation. But we've seen this happen over and over and over again. And it's really saddening to see that, you know, people are still losing family members. Parents are losing their children. It's just, it's not something that has been able to be solved. So now we're looking at a situation where something needs to be changed that hasn't been tried before. And gun reform is something that, you know, gun laws is something that has been brought up in the past, but has not been selected to move forward in legislation. So we will definitely keep an eye out on that. Hopefully some type of gun control will be happening. There is no reason why an AR-15 can be purchased in the United States just for a civilian. Who needs an AR-15 for anything? Nobody. So, and that was the weapon used in this attack. So we want to see a gun reform, stronger background checks, all of that. But we really need to there needs to be some type of reform on the actual law, not just adding guns to the situation. So that is the last subject for today's podcast. Break it down, J-Buck. I hope you guys found some value in today's episode, learned some new things, and will be able to talk to your coworkers, talk to your classmates about all of these new information and insights. I can't wait to get my next guest on here on Monday so you guys can listen to some more content. I really appreciate you guys for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to the email list and visit bidjbuck.wordpress.com, visit the SoundCloud page and the Apple Podcast page to get all of the content. Thank you again for listening. J-Buck out.